Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
I rediscovered an old passion of mine this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Tell you what, it's when you find, like, when you remember a joy that you used to experience, mm-hmm. and, like, we all grow up, you know? That's life. We all stop doing things.
I have a theory that you've been 85 for the last 20 years.
I'm a cool young guy. I have a little snacks. I'm a cool young guy.
I imagine you at like 14 years old, just like with a newspaper tucked under your arm, telling people world events.
Well, no.
Shaking your fist at the sky.
I did go and get the newspaper every morning. So, yes. But I am, we were mentioning how good the weather was across Geelong, mm-hmm. Surf Coast and Bellarine this weekend. Went to the beach every single day with my wife and our son.
Son's, what's your beach of choice?
We went to Torquay just at the front of the Surf Life Saving Club for a couple of, for every single time. We're just like, look, we're getting parks.
Yeah.
There's bathrooms. It's easy to get from A to B. We were mm-hmm. like, this is convenient. It's lovely. Like, it's not too wild. So it was all good. And my son is 1.5-ish.
Yep.
And he is vibing spades and buckets. And I started digging a hole. I can't remember last time I dug a hole like this. And I got, here's the
thing. That was your hole.
Mate, I know. A lot of news this weekend from Torquay that there was a sinkhole.
Because there was a photo of your son next to this said hole.
Oh, mate.
And I thought, wow, Jack's gotten very advanced.
You think he could do that?
I thought he dug a big hole.
There was enough for him to, like, if he wanted to go in that hole and we only saw his head, that's...
Yeah,
that's
it was a deep hole.
And I made it so, like, it was safe. So if someone was walking past, they're not just going to, like, you know, break their ankle stepping in.
Put
this.
Up a few traffic
put
cones.
I made, like, a nice little, like, barrier and a moat around it. And I forgot how much I love digging holes in the sand. And when I was a kid, you see kids at the beach, like I go to Bowen Heads a lot at the inlet there, and like so many kids are just digging holes.
Did you fill your hole when you left?
Well, no, because the gradual erosion of the buckets of water that my son was dumping into the hole, it filled itself. I was teaching him. I'm like, I don't care that you're 19 months old. This is erosion. This is cause and effect, and this is what we're learning today.
Global warming, if you will.
And here's this, not the sad part. Well, I felt very good when I got compliments from complete strangers about my hole that I dug.
Again, didn't think it was your hole. I would have complimented you otherwise, but I just thought it was your son's.
No.
I thought, my God, this kid is advanced.
He's got years to come before he's digging holes like me. I got three separate compliments from people about the size of my hole.
Did you put your son in the hole?
Yeah, he was in there for it a lot.
He was in your hole?
I was in the hole.
Right.
All right. I see what you're trying to
do. I didn't say anything. I'm talking about the hole at the beach. You said you got compliments on your big hole at the beach.
I'm talking to you about a nice moment with my family. And you're ruining it again.
I'm proud of you and your big gaping hole.
Okay. All right. Well, apologize, please. Not to me, but to just... Just in general for that. You've just realised you've crossed the line. I'm sorry.
I've never said those words before.
I'd rather global warming. This is so much more frustrating.
This is Tim and Jess.
Tim, finally on Saturday, I was upgraded from auntie to godmother.
Say it finally, like it was your
finally.
Like your birthright.
It
like
was
Harry
my
Potter.
Birthright. I was waiting for 11 years.
The girl who lived... with her brother growing up.
He finally had a child.
Yep.
I was made godmother.
Yep.
It was very exciting.
And in Macedonian culture, for people that might not know, it's not like, all right, you're the female godparent. There's a male or there's two people. No.
You pick one.
Head honcho, the godmother.
I walked in and the priest was like, the very important one has arrived. Yep. I was like, yes, she has.
Pulled his robe down. You said, no one talks to the godmother like that.
And so he was doing really well, my little nephew.
How old is he now?
He's 7 months old.
7 months old.
Yeah. So he's a little.
He's in between a little baby and a little boy.
Yes. Yes. He's like definitely like getting his like growing out of his little baby features.
Yeah.
But he's starting to become aware of things as well. Like he knows where his mum and dad are. He was walked into the church.
He walked in, flicked his cigarette, said, is there valet service around here?
he was wheeled into the church, yes. Asleep. So when he woke up, he was a little bit like, "Where am I? And what is happening?
Is this all for me?" I'm so embarrassed. Thank you.
And so the service started, and obviously I haven't been to a christening in a long time.
Right.
So, and all the christenings that I've been to have been fully in Macedonian. So I've never really understood what's been happening.
I think he said godparent, but I'm not sure.
But because my partner is with someone who's not Macedonian, they were like, "Can we do the whole ceremony in English?" And the guy was like, "Absolutely. Whatever you want. English, Macedonian, I can do whatever."
It's nice to be able to understand.
Exactly. Exactly. And so it was great because at one point I had to read something from the Bible.
Ooh.
And I was like, "Thank goodness this isn't a Macedonian."
Yeah.
Would not have been able to.
Bebe gashje leleno.
Are they the only words you know?
I have no idea what I just said, so I apologize. That's loosely. I think I said...
You said undies. Oh, my God, no, is what you said.
Yeah, there we go.
Which is exactly what we did with my nephew. We took his undies off and we dunked him in the water and he was totally fine. He was
now,
so calm.
We did talk about this at length in the lead up to it. You kept using the word dunk.
I didn't have to do the dunking.
Was it? Are you sure it wasn't more of like a dip? Like it was? He was dipped in?
Oh, no, it was a full dunk, Tim.
Like full under?
Full three times. And he,
poor little boy,
he was screaming the church down.
I can't imagine they put that water to room temp.
No.
I know it was warm this weekend, but I don't think it would have been cold. He would have been nudie.
I wanted to go for a dunk because I was getting very sweaty in that church.
Under your breath, me next.
And so I've got like a towel wrapped around me to catch him because he's all covered in oil and water. And so they put him in my arms and he's still screaming, but he's got like the real tears coming out of like the sniffles. And I was finally like settled him down and he stopped crying and he was like still just like, you know, kind of, And then I start feeling the warmth settling over my belly. I was like, oh no. Little guy's peeing.
He's doing a wee.
He's peeing right on me.
He's doing number one.
He's got no nappy on. Yeah. He's having a wee. And so the priest is trying to do his, like, you know, the ceremony.
Yeah.
He's like drawing all these little crosses on my nephew with oil. And he's just weeing.
You're like, that's not oil.
He's like, no, you need to like let him like open your arms a little bit. I'm like, dude, you're gonna get weed on.
Yeah. You're like, I'm taking him on for the team here, Pastor. Can we wrap this thing along?
I don't want him to wee on you too.
Yeah.
But once he, you know, we got him to the change table and...
From the photos I saw, it's like you wearing a dark blue dress.
Yes. Yes.
Any other colour would have been bad news.
Well, I mean, surprisingly, it didn't get any wee on me because, like, the towel was quite thick. It was good quality.
I don't remember bringing a yellow towel. Weird.
He just got a little bit worked up. That's all.
Well, that happens. Like when it's like, because the whole thing is like when you change their nappy, the temperature changes.
Yeah.
And they, especially little boys, they'll be like, oh, cold, must wee. And you got done by the best, but you officially you renounced Satan. You did all that stuff. You spat
all
on the ground.
All done. we were taking photos, and he fell asleep as we were taking photos, which was
so
great.
Cute.
So all the photos, like the family photos, he's just half asleep in them.
Oh, he is one of you, isn't he?
And then we got the christening certificate, and it says my husband's name on it. So.
Men, we did it. International Women's Day was on Saturday, Jess.
Literally, it was on International Women's Day, and I did all of the work, and then they handed a certificate and said, godparent, Akshay Kazi.
You did say it was a traditional church, so. That's a shame. And it is a problem that we cannot understate enough. But congratulations. The godmother.
So, yeah. I mean,
she's here. Welcome, godmother.
In theory, I'm the godmother. Yeah. But in practice.
According to the law, absolutely not.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait. Sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
I've been asked to bring something to the show by someone who's not going to remain named. It's an anonymous thing. And because they've been doing something for a while.
Right.
And... the people they've spoken to about this, they go, they think it's totally fine. Or some people are saying, hey.
Are you the first to raise a tiny little red flag?
I put up a red flag.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, maybe that's not okay. But this person goes to the supermarket.
Uh-huh.
And you know those little sections where it's like free fruit, whether it's for kids or for anyone? And normally it's like a little bowl and it's got apples and it's got bananas in it.
Yeah.
And if there's... if they go there and there's not any fruit, specifically a banana, they will go over to where the bananas are.
Yeah,
and they
play
will,
on.
And they will take a banana.
Yep.
And
free fruit for kids.
The only thing I said.
I have another six kids in my car, so I might just take the bunch. That's okay.
Because it's a Goodwill system, right?
Yeah.
And this person says,
not well, my fault they haven't restocked.
Well, eventually that banana is going to make its way.
Yeah.
Maybe not that specific banana, but one of the bananas will make its
this
way.
This way I can pick a good one.
But I imagine the bananas they're putting in those bowls are like ripe and ready. They have to be eaten that day.
I feel like if you're if the boxes are full and you're still going and picking your own banana, maybe that's not okay.
Well, yeah, that's
but if it's empty, you're just playing the game. They're only, point to the side.
They're only taking a real banana, we'll call it, when there isn't one in the section.
They're not like picking up a bag of grapes and being like, free fruit for kids.
Now, I hate to say the S word. But to me, it's a little bit stealing.
I don't think it's stealing.
Yeah, but
there's a literal sign that says free fruit for kids.
Yeah, on the section that it might be
empty.
Be
more specific.
But then 12 metres off to the other way, where the real bananas are, it says $2 a kilo.
Can you ask a staff member and be like...
That's probably a good way to think about it.
Yeah.
But I wanted to open the phones, 52232.
But then you risk the staff member saying no. So I'd probably just grab a banana.
And then now you go there and then they're looking at you going... You know, you're not allowed to have those bananas. To me, it just feels...
Where's the line? Because, like, can I pick up a fruit roll-up? Free fruit for kids.
Remember those contracts we signed about, like, not telling people to do things that are illegal
I'm not
and
telling
stuff?
People to do anything that's illegal. I'm saying, where's the line? That's what I'm asking. It's a question.
Now, Jess...
I'm not telling people to do it.
You don't have any kids? Are you taking free fruit from the free fruit section?
No, I never have, but I've always wanted to.
Okay.
But it says free fruit for kids, and I'm very much not a kid. So,
as much as you act like one,
yes.
52232955. What do you think? Can you take? We'll just keep it to the banana. Can you take a banana that's not in the free fruit section if that is empty? This is what I've been asked by an anonymous person to bring to the show because some people, like yourself, are saying. I think it's okay. Whereas I'm waving the red flag.
There's a sign.
Going.
Would love someone from like Woolworths or Coles or like, have you done this? is it Woolies and Coles that do free fruit?
I've only ever seen it in Woolies.
Okay.
So 52232955. How does this make you feel? Naomi in Imberley. Hello, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. How do you feel about this?
Well, I think they should always store bananas there because my granddaughter, when she was like 15, 16 months old, if I gave her the apple or the mandarin, she'd just constantly throw it out thinking it was a ball. But if it's the banana, you can actually break this up and have her hold it or she can actually hold the banana and eat it.
Okay. Naomi, can I counter this? Now, I might be drastically doing a wrong comparison, but do you think a bank robber would think the same about... different wads of cash. And they go, well, it's easier if I can just grab it in a bag.
Well, the bank doesn't have a sign that says free cash for kids,
yeah,
do they?
Yeah, that's fair.
Well, if I had a bag, yes. But my thing is, even with the mandarin, if you peel the mandarin, then you have to go and get a plastic bag to put the peel in and still carry it.
That's true.
But, okay, regardless of that part of it.
Like, if the basket's empty, Naomi, are you going over to...
The bananas.
The paid fruit section. And picking out something.
This is really terrible. I'd only get a little banana, maybe.
A little one. A little lady finger.
Maybe. my granddaughter's only little, so she only eat a little one anyway.
That's right. True.
Again,
yeah.
Am I compared? Would if a bank robber only steals $1,000? Like,
just
well,
a
it could have
bit.
Taken more. Could have taken heaps. I don't know. Naomi, I'll pass this back on to this person who wants to remain anonymous.
Yep.
Because essentially you've given them the green light. And I don't think, Jess, we're allowed to say that this is... Like, we can't tell people what to do now.
No.
Because it's their...
I would love to speak to, like, should we call up Woolies?
Oh, yeah, Mr. Woolworths or like, Mrs. Woolworths.
We'll get a definitive answer.
All right.
I'll send an email.
If you've ever worked there, we can keep the phones coming, 52232955. But Jess is going to get in touch with Mrs. Woolworths and hopefully we can get to the bottom of this.
This is Tim and Jess.
It's actually good that we've had a conversation earlier this afternoon about what I want to talk about. We were talking about Woolies, the shopping centre that has the free fruit section.
Yeah.
And about someone saying, is it all right if there's no bananas in the free banana section to just go and take a banana? from the normal banana section. We had a few people call during the ads, Jess.
Yes.
They wanted to stay anonymous as well as the person who asked me to talk about this. No one seems to want to put their name on it. What did they
exactly.
say?
Well, this is the thing. I had like one person say, look, no one's going to stop you.
Okay. I just don't know if that's the attitude. So, that's my flag that I'm waving.
It's a moral thing. No one's going to stop you. And right. then we did have someone that claimed to be Mr. Woolworths himself.
Oh, we weren't in there.
And he said, grab an apple. Who cares?
That's the spirit.
But again, did not want to put his name
yep.
to
okay.
it.
All right. I want to talk about that shopping chain.
Yeah. Oh, Woolworths.
It's funny you say Woolworths. I can't remember. Like when
Safeways?
Yeah. Well, I don't want to go that far back. Who's calling it Woolworths?
All right, you're calling it Woolies.
I think everyone calls it Woolies.
Yeah.
Would they do a smart rebrand? Because Macca's lent them for years. Macca's yeah. lent off Macca's. They
That's
were like,
true.
We're McDonald's.
And now it's the only place in the world where you yeah. can see a sign that says Macca's on it. Yeah.
Does Woolies need to pivot?
No, I don't
because
hate it.
When was the last time you were like, oh, so where do you do shopping? And someone said, oh, I go to Woolworths. My local is Woolworths,
again,
and that's where I shop.
My whole family still calls it Safeway.
Yeah, exactly. I think people are more likely to call it Safeway than Woolworths.
Yeah.
I think Woolies is taken over enough because it's very rare you'll see the full word Woolworths. You'll see right. the W thing that's
oh,
like
yeah.
a fruit, tomato, apple thing, whatever
is
it
an
is.
An apple?
Yeah, man, have a look at it.
Is it really?
I'm pretty sure it's a green apple.
Huh.
Are you
That's
doing?
So
are
clever.
You doing it while we're talking? You've like completely lost.
I don't think it's an apple.
It's like a water. It's something. Or,
yeah, it does look like a some
yeah,
sort
it's,
of.
It's a fruitish
fruit.
Thing.
Yeah.
But I think potentially, mm-hmm. I know you were joking about getting a representative of Woolworths on the show, but maybe we need to pitch to them, maybe rebrand to Woolies, lean
yeah.
into the Macca's.
We'll
side
start
of
with free fruit for kids.
Yeah, and then we'll work our
and
way.
We'll
to,
work our way to a full rebrand.
Yeah, because don't you think everything's become a lot easier since McDonald's started doing things in Macca's.
Yep.
So Woolies, what are you waiting for?
Yeah.
You got bad press. All super, like Coles included, you got bad press at the moment. Cost of living.
And Coles doesn't have like a fun, like, you know, cheeky
What
nickname.
Would it be? What would it be?
Like, Big C's. It's too close to Big W. And then we're back at Woolworths, aren't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, that's owned by, and then this is all working in Woolies favour. So yeah, I'm just thinking, Coles seems like they've got it. Coles. Mm-hmm. Coles.
Right.
Woolworths. I've finished my shopping by the time I've started yeah. saying that word. Mm-hmm. So time to pivot because I don't think anyone's saying Woolworths these days. You're on K-Rock.
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
We'll talk about lollies for a second.
Oh, yeah.
Or if your kid watches too much TV, candy.
yeah.
But lollies here is what we would call mm-hmm. them in Geelong. Allens has discontinued a lolly.
Oh.
I don't think anyone will ever complain that they can't get this.
Is this about the orange snake that they got rid of?
No. Bring back the orange snake.
Right.
If we need to start a movement for that, because that's not on.
Well, they just changed the flavour of it.
Which
it's not
is,
apricot anymore.
Which is, it shouldn't have been apricot, okay. I suppose. Let's talk about lolly teeth.
Oh, yes.
They're bad.
But they're so fun.
But, yeah, okay.
Right?
So the main aspect of them is to be a lolly.
Yeah.
The side fun is, yes, you can put them in and you go, oh, hello, what time are you going to the dentist? You know,
yeah.
And like,
it's like you've got dentures.
Yeah, they're not your teeth. Ha, ha, ha.
You spit them out, throw them at your brother. Yeah. You know, it's good fun.
The fun stops there because when you taste what they actually are.
It's like musk, isn't it?
Oh, it's bad.
I remember it being like a musky flavour. I don't remember having a lot of good flavour about it.
Yeah, apparently it's been slowly declining for a while, and finally Allens is like, well, we're just probably not gonna make that anymore.
They've taken it off the shelves.
Allens Mad About Teeth were available in their own bag for a limited time until last year. They can still only be found in Allens Retro Party Mix and Classic Party Mix.
Okay, so they're not all completely on the way out.
But why would you want to buy a full bag of that?
Well, maybe you're making like a teeth cake.
Yeah, honestly.
Like for a dentist. Congratulations. Yep. You're a dentist now and it's just got lots of teeth on it.
Dentists have birthdays too.
Yeah.
I did forget about that.
They do.
But what I wanted to do, 5223295, just one person. I will take one.
Okay.
Does one person actually like the flavour of lolly teeth?
Like that's your go-to.
Yeah, like you will race through the party bag.
Yeah.
And you go, well, hopefully no one has lolly teeth.
Yeah. And it's not to play with them. You genuinely want to eat them.
You want the taste of it. You desire the taste of Allens Mad About Teeth.
It's always a good way to figure out whether you've got a cavity as well, because, like, you shove it on your teeth, and then, like, when you pull them off, you go, oh, actually, back right. Not so good.
That's actually commonly in the dentist world. That's how they have, all these cameras and these hooks and stuff, but they give you a pair of lolly teeth and that's how they find it. That's a good dentist right there. 9 out of 10 dentists won't tell you that secret. 5223295 Shockingly, the phones are dead silent right now. Because
I'm not surprised.
I don't think anyone likes lolly teeth.
No.
And I'm glad that Alan's is officially their own standalone bag.
This is all Alan's needed to do for market research. Just they could have called us months ago.
They could have called us a long time ago. Give us a call. Do you actually like lolly teeth? Dominic in Grovedale, you're very passionate about Alan's lollies.
You're just passionate about lollies in general, aren't you, Dominic?
Well, what I do is every week on a Saturday as I head into work, I actually buy the 1 kilo retro mix bag and I have it on a jar on my desk. It's for customers and for staff. And I guarantee with my little tongs for people to reach in that the teeth, there's always, you know, the work clown who will always grab the teeth and, you know, pretend he's funny. So they're the go-to. They're the go-to lolly.
But not for taste. But for
you're telling me people are going past the red frog.
Yeah, no way.
Past a lolly snake and they're reaching in for the teeth.
Well, a bit of everything. But it's, if you didn't like the taste, you wouldn't be putting it in your mouth, correct?
But it's not a it's not a bad taste, but do you want it? No.
I just think they look one lolly after another lolly taste the same.
Dominic, I feel like you need to write to Allen's and get them to send you some free lollies, mate. Because I've never heard such passion for a lolly.
You're a star.
Thank you.
There you go.
I will
like
try
it.
That.
Yeah, we need. We see. This is people that call up that know their stuff. We love it. So thank you very much for calling Tim and Jess.
But Tim Bueller from Hamlin Heights, Bueller, you are just not a big fan of just lollies. You love a lolly teeth.
Yes, they're very. They've got a really creamy flavour to them. Oh. There's something about them that it just attracts me to them. I love them.
Oh,
absolutely.
It's a, Jess was saying it's a malt flavour. Because if you want that cream.
No, musk. I thought it was like a musk.
Well, see, I must be old-fashioned because I love my musk. I love my malt. So there you go. Perfect for me.
Because if you're looking for that cream.
I must be old.
Cream.
Please, old people.
No.
Sorry, but I'm old.
No, that's okay.
I don't think you're old. I just feel sorry for you, Bueller, because I have you just found out, like, from Tim and Jess that your beloved lolly teeth are on the way out?
Yes. That's the only reason why I rang. I was in so much shock. I thought, oh, bugger, this is the one I'm going to ring for.
Well, Bueller, what we can do is we'll get Dominic back on. We'll tell you where he works because he's got a lolly jar at the front.
No, I'm not doing that for him. I'm not, you know, exposing the teeth. No, I'm not doing that one for him.
All right, well.
Sorry, Dominic.
condolences to you there, Bueller. Obviously a rough day.
Wow.
But again, I don't think anyone's ever seen these bags in full on shelves.
I don't think anyone's ever heard bad news from Tim and Jess. What a way to get the news.
I knew that journalism degree you wasted all that money on would come in handy, Jess.
Come on. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.